This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday making June 19th a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery of African Americans. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
June 19th, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April, despite widespread evidence that the economy and the job market are rebounding steadily from the pandemic recession. This is VOA News. Democrats on Capitol Hill are aiming for a $6 trillion infrastructure package that goes way beyond roads and bridges. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
If congressional Democrats decide to go it alone on President Biden's infrastructure investment plan, they plan to go big. Democrats are eyeing a $6 trillion investment plan that would go beyond roads and bridges to pet projects like lowering Medicare eligibility to age 60 and adding dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Details were confirmed by aides who spoke on condition of anonymity. While President Biden still has hopes of striking a deal with Republicans, the emerging strategy for Democrats is to get what they can in a bipartisan agreement and then tackle the rest on their own. The bipartisan negotiating group that numbered 10 senators until Wednesday has now grown to 21 with 11 Republicans. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Kaunda was admitted to the hospital on Monday, and officials later said he was being treated for pneumonia. Kaunda was a leader of the campaign that ended British colonial rule, and he became Zambia's first democratically elected president in 1964. During his rule, Kaunda made Zambia a center for anti-colonial groups fighting to end white minority rule in southern African countries, including Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman.